This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Douglas County School Board president says any action to remove the superintendent will take place during a public meeting, a legal requirement. That's after a private meeting in which the superintendent was told he could be quit or fired. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Board President Mike Peterson said in a statement today that he would engage all board members moving forward. Peterson was one of two members who met privately with Superintendent Corey Wise regarding his job. Other board members criticized the action, saying that the private meeting violated Colorado's open meetings law. Board member David Ray told 1,300 people during a public meeting on the matter Monday night,
"We need you. We need you to hold us accountable. We need your input."
A rally demanding school board members follow the open meetings law is scheduled for Thursday. Jenny Brendine, CPR News.
A 31-year-old man living in Boulder was arrested Tuesday for allegedly threatening violence against the University of Colorado Boulder and UCLA. Officials evacuated an elementary school, several businesses, and homes while negotiating with a man who ended up peacefully surrendering near the CU campus. Police connected the former UCLA employee to an 800-page manifesto describing murder and school shootings. Boulder Police Chief Maris Herold.
There was definitely references to Boulder in the manifesto and a university setting and a schoolyard setting.
Colorado's U.S. attorney says the man faces state and federal charges. Pueblo Mayor Nick Gratisar spoke about crime, the city's COVID-19 response, and the economy during a video State of the City address this week. The mayor praised first responders and frontline workers, but he noted Pueblo's high infection rate and overloaded hospitals.
"We're learning to live with the virus, and in 2021, we did so with minimal restrictions. No businesses were shut down, few capacity limits were imposed, but even the minimal requirement to wear masks in some situations was met with protest."
Gratisar says crime in Pueblo was up last year while the economy grew with new home building and new businesses. This is CPR News.